Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. A couple of arts notes. At University Theater at Ball State next week, Beth Turcotte is directing the rock musical Next to Normal, winner of the 2010 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. That's part of the main stage series. Details at bsu.edu/calendar or on the Indiana Weekend Facebook page. And Muncie Civic Theater is featuring the terrific farce Noises Off through September 6th. Noises Off features an amazing set. The whole thing is about a play within a play and some of the antics of the cast.
My name is Kane Bilbrey, and I am the technical director here at Muncie Civic Theater. And for this particular production, I'll be the scenic designer and lighting designer.
This looks like the interior, a living room with a balcony, and this is a beautiful set. And I don't know much about sets, but it makes me want to go up and play on it. Is that the effect it's intended to create, you think?
Yes, we are trying to create a 16th century posset mill in England. So they've done a little bit of renovation. I'm trying to keep with the rustic, older style, the older lumber, a little bit of Tudor stonework.
Did you say posset?
Posset mill.
What's that?
Well, it's...
it's in the mill family somewhere, right?
Yeah, a little bit of research I did. But it's...
In other words, it would have been a place where grain was ground?
Yeah, kind of like the old grist mills that we would find around here, without the big turning wheel on the interior. I think it's on the exterior.
And is it true that this will turn, is that it?
The entire structure will turn 360 degrees. So for one act, we will see the front side and the living quarters. And then for the second act, we will rotate it 180 so we can see the back side, and then it's exposed. You will see what most of us backstage see. So you'll see all the exposed scenery, what the walls look like. You may think they look like real walls, but you'll see how fake they are.
This is a play about what it's like to be in a play and the people who are in a play. Is it resonating with you? Are you, as you see them do it, do you think, yep, that's what it's like?
Oh, yes. The drama, one of my big things, people outside of theater say, oh, the drama, oh, this person has so much drama. It's like, you have life issues. We have drama on stage. And then we have our drama within that drama backstage, or sometimes in our production meetings, or, you know. And it really is that slice of life, sort of like the movie Waiting for Guffman. It's that type of thing where you get to see what really goes on behind the scenes in this play. Really does kind of reflect. There's on stage and off stage romances. There's a little bit of tension, or you see the person, there's a character in this play, Tim, who's feverishly trying to fix things that are broke, never gets any sleep. He's been up for like 3 days straight. I know that feeling. It really is, you really would get a sense of, not just that it's a farce and a comedy and we're gonna laugh and have a good time, but you really do get that sense of, oh, that's what it takes to put on a big production. Or, you know, this production, our play within a play, tours. We're not touring this show, but still, all of that backstage antics is pretty dead on sometimes.
That's Kane Bilbrey, technical director for the play Noises Off at Muncie Civic Theater for just one more week. We'll talk with some more of those folks in our next show, but don't wait for us. Grab a friend and go see it. Check for shows and tickets at MuncieCivic.org. This is what it sounds like at a brewery when you're cleaning up after brewing some beer. Indiana's interest in the craft beer business is growing. Sun King recently announced a $10 million brewery and tap room in Fishers. And a new brewery in Muncie opened this year. We stopped by New Corner Beer, where owner Sean Brady was working the other night.
So I wanted to show you this before we cleaned out the tank. It's all the hops and protein from the beer we just made. And there's about 10 gallons worth of hops, and we call it trube, which is both the hot and cold protein breaks that you get when you make the beer.
We're standing.
This is your brew house.
This is your brew house.
Yeah, this is the brew house. It's a five-barrel system.
And you and I are standing next to one of these barrels.
Yeah.
And to the uninitiated, which would be me, it looks like a really big kettle, like for
it
cooking.
It is. That's exactly what it is. And it's a five-barrel kettle, which is 10 kegs of beer, 155 gallons.
I mean, it looks like it could be, a snug hot tub or something. I mean,
yeah,
that size.
It would be about that size. It's, about 3 foot across diameter, and it's about, 4 foot deep.
So when you make beer, you're cooking.
Yeah, it's cooking with different ingredients. I mean, you have to understand the different flavors that you're trying to get out of the grain, the different flavors you want to get from the hops, and you blend those to get the flavor that you want in the finished beer. And of course, yeast play a huge role, so you want the yeast take out sugar and make alcohol and carbon dioxide. And so your yeast play a big role on what sugars they've been taught to eat and what sugars they leave behind and how dry that beer gets to the palate.
So I'm here with you now, and you're in the middle of
cleaning up, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just finished brewing 4 barrels of beer. It's the Rubicon, and the beer we have, and we just put it in the fermenter. We've got a 5-barrel fermenter over there, and we just topped it off. And so we're getting ready to clean this tank out, and that's where all that hops.
Oh, that's why you invited me here.
Yeah, exactly.
And somebody's got to wash the dishes.
And the mop is right over there. So
this is a handmade product.
Yes, this is a handmade product. I mean, you're looking at the most basic system in a brew house. I mean, most brewers have automation, they have more pumps. They've got augers that bring the grain in and put it in the mash tun and blend it with hot water to make it just right. So
beards and tattoos.
Yeah, more guys with beards and tattoos. And and they're not lifting the grain and slugging it around and moving stuff by hand. So
when you do it this way, is there a better product? I mean, is there quality control that's involved?
Yeah, you have more control over the process in some ways. In other ways, you get, because the beer is not as efficiently made, you get a different quality, because I'm not as concerned with getting every drop of sugar off my grain. I'm here to get exactly the flavor I want. That's what differentiates a smaller brewer from a larger commercial brewer.
Why are there so many small brewers now? This wasn't happening 20 years ago. What's changed?
Well, I think the American palate has woken up to what beer can be, especially here in Muncie. I mean, we've got a great craft beer culture. The nucleus of that's downtown with Herat, Fickle Peach, Savage's Ale House. Barn Brasserie's part of that with a restaurant, and then that's kind of really branched out, and you're seeing that craft beer really permeate the culture. So people, as they become educated about what they're drinking and the quality of it, they realize that, you know what, I want that where I golf. So we're on at Delaware Country Club. I've got 2 taps there, and people understand and appreciate the value of having quality beer.
This is the material draining out of the bottom of this one can. And Derek has a hose. Derek has a hose and he's washing out this big tank. It reminds me of doing the dishes. If you've ever had the big pans and had to work on our system, it's about 4 or 5 feet tall. Can we step over this way just a second? I'm not pulling you away from your... Do you still have to have a day job, or is this something that...
Well, I got out of the Army full-time in January, and so I'm doing this while I'm working on my master's.
Okay.
So I work on my master's in the daytime, and in the mornings and in the afternoon I make beer and keep it going in the back.
And when you get to make the beer yourself, you make it to your taste.
I do.
And so is there, as you were thinking about this, did you have a flavor in mind? Did you have something in mind you wanted to do?
I did. And I'm not really actually doing it as much as I would like to. I do. I like pale ales, but I really am a fan, me personally, of Belgian beer. Belgian-style beers, like your Belgian pale ales and your doubles and your triples that are all the Belgian style.
So you were in the service. Did you experience some of this? Were you in Germany or anything like that?
I was in Germany for a short time, and they've got great beer there. They certainly do. And then I worked with some Slovak exchange officers, and they brought Pilsner beer from Pilsen, because that's in the Czech Republic, and it was great stuff too. So yeah, I got to experience a lot of great craft beer in the service. and I'll tell you, the best pint of beer I ever had, and it could have been the worst pint of beer ever made, but it was the best pint of beer I ever had, was when we were coming back from Afghanistan. We landed in Shannon, Ireland, and we got to get off the plane and go to the airport and have two pints of Guinness. And so we had two pints of Guinness in Ireland, and it was certainly different than anything you can get in the United States, and it was great beer.
Sean Brady, owner of New Corner Brewing Company in Muncie, working the other night with Derek Ayers, who writes the Talking Pints column for the Muncie Star Press with Dave Bilger. If you're interested in this, there's a good event coming up sponsored by your favorite public radio station. It's IPR's All Beers Considered, Saturday, September 6th at Cornerstone Center for the Arts in Muncie. For more details, check out indianapublicradio.org. Sean actually has a special beer for that event called IPR IPA. This is music from Corey Hill, who will be playing at All Beers Considered.
Through the Rocky Mountains, they don't slow me down, no. No, I'm just taking it all in on my way out. I turn the radio loud.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook, drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Did you see the news coverage recently about the people in the Starbucks line paying it forward, buying the person behind them a cup of coffee and a gesture of kindness? At one place in Florida, nearly 400 customers, one after another, bought the person behind them a cup of coffee. Some folks think it's a beautiful act of civic good. Others say it's an example of slacktivism, doing something that feels good. I prefer to think of it as people just trying to do something nice. And just the other day, I saw an example myself. I was in a fast food burger joint on Tillotson in Muncie, and I met this lady.
Would you tell me your first name?
Janice.
And are you from Muncie?
I was born here. I've been gone for over 40-some years. Moved back in 2011.
Are you glad to be back?
Yes, circumstances. You know, lost my daughter and my husband, and so just thought I'd come back home.
So I just saw you buy lunch for an older couple behind you at the restaurant. That was nice.
Well, they came in about the time I did, and he held the door open for me. And she was with a walker, and he said, go ahead and go on in. And I said, okay, thank you. And I thought, you know, they was having a little bit of a hard time there. And I thought, what could I do? I guess I'd just buy their dinners for them.
Well, that was nice. Have you ever done that before?
Yes, I have. I'm from St. Charles, Missouri. And I moved here in 2011. And I used to eat at the Ponderosa there a lot. And there'd be a lot of police officers come in there. And I was able to bless them and do the same. Every once in a while, they would be in line with me. And it's just one way of, you know, paying back and showing, you know, our respect and honor, you know, for those in our city, whether they're elderly or whether they're in law enforcement or whatever.
What did the folks say when you do that?
Well, they're kind of got. I mean, they just look at you. I mean, did you just really buy my dinner? And I said, yeah. And they really appreciate it. And thanks is written all over their face as they also, you know, say it.
We've all benefited from kindnesses, though, in our life. And you ever think about that?
Oh, yeah, many times. I mean, I feel like I am blessed, and that's the reason I can be a blessing to others. If you're not blessed, you can't bless others. So I figure, you know, I got good health, and I'm blessed, so I can bless others.
You think people are any more nice or less nice today? Is there more of that kindness going around, or the same amount, or less?
Seems like wherever I go, people, they will become more kind if you show more kindness to them. You know, a lot of people, they've never had anybody do anything for them or show any kindness to them. They don't really realize until somebody does something for them, you know, gee, this was nice. Maybe I can do something for somebody.
Do you like being back at Muncie? I mean, you've been gone a while.
Yes, things has changed a lot, but I think that we can just bring what we have, that we've been given endowed with and bring it to another community and bless that community in every way that we can, help out, be good neighbors, whatever, you know, just get involved. And I believe, you know, wherever we go, whatever town, and, you know, Muncie is my hometown, so I do want to bless it and be a blessing.
What kind of work have you done? Is there a...
I worked as a minister in Peoria, as a hospital ministry for 10 years. And then I also had a ministry for seniors in St. Charles, Missouri for 10 years.
Are you still a minister now? Or
I am active. I mean, I do hospital work wherever there's a call. I mean, if I'm sitting in the booth here and somebody needs somebody, a man was sitting in here the other day. And he said, well, I better get back to the hospital. And I said, something wrong? He said, my wife's in there. We don't know what's going on. And I said, well, I make hospital calls. And I said, if you'd like me to stop by, I sure would. And he gave me his name. And so I went out and visited with her, encouraged her, helped her, prayed with her.
That's Janice, just after doing a little random act of kindness for a very elderly couple at Burger King on Tillotson the other day. I saw that, started chatting with her, and knew this is somebody you'd want to meet.
Love and happiness.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Well, we're covering a lot of ground today. We met Janice, who has a thing for helping other folks, buying them lunches, including the elderly couple we saw her helping the other day. There's the Muncie Civic Theater and their current production, Noises Off. And if you get thirsty listening to all that, IPR's All Beers Considered is September 6th. Tickets at indianapublicradio.org. Goes for a good cause, your favorite public radio station. By the way, if the whole craft beer thing is still a little new to you, as it is for me, you're not alone. I had a lot to learn from Chris Bechet of the Fickle Peach. He's the person selecting the 20 breweries that will be featured.
Do people start out, do you think, as regular mass-produced beer drinkers and then kind of come over to this?
There's that path. We've had regulars that have been coming here 9 years, and they only drank Bud Light, Mick Ultra, and now they're drinking double IPAs, they're drinking barley wines, they're drinking sours. So being around others who were drinking craft beer pushed them. They weren't harassed by any means, but they pushed them to try different beers. And it's, but then we also get people that are well-educated. And one gentleman in particular that comes from Ohio, he's rated over 10,000 beers on Rate Beer, which means he's tried 10,000 beers over a span of his life, and he can take notes and accurately depict it, and he comes here to see what is rare about once every 3 months.
What's the difference between the mass-produced beers and craft beers?
Well, one, it's the difference in styles. There are so many different styles in beer. But if you're talking just getting from someone started off a basic domestic beer or light beer, we call them stepping stone beers. And what those are is the Lagers Harp from Ireland, Pride and Joy from Three Floyds. It's a mild ale. So they have a little more flavor than in what we call football beer.
I love the terms. There's football beer, there's stepping stone beers. What's football beer?
Football beer is also lawnmower beer. Anything that you would drink that's a light domestic that you'd drink on a hot summer day or around football and not worry about taste and flavor so much as the refreshing coldness of it.
So some people go from football beers to stepping stone beers.
Well, if you come in and you look puzzled and I say, what would you like? And I'm not sure. And the first question that out of everyone's mouth here as bartenders is, what do you normally drink? Once I know your comfort level, I can direct you in a certain way. And once we get you directed on that path with Harp, Pride and Joy, maybe Oberon from Bell's, something lighter with some flavor, but not a big jump for you, then we've got you on a different path. If when you come back in and you've worked on that for a while, then you might be open to a new beer 5 months down the road. Everyone has their own journey with it, and it's interesting to watch each patron go through it because you see them grow into really educated beer drinkers that aren't here to drink just to drink. They're here to experience the atmosphere, the people, and the beer.
Then there's a tasting that goes on, right?
Yeah, there's a lot more to it. This isn't penny pitchers. This isn't lousy beer that is poured, you know, on draft. With us, it's, and all the bars that are in the craft business, it's a love for the beer. It's a love for the breweries. It's a love for the relationships that you build through the breweries with the people that are there and our distributors, but also with the patrons, in the sense of you get to watch them enjoy different styles of beer. And it's just like, the better the food, the better the mood. And it goes the same way with beer. And the better the beer, there's just more cheers. I mean, there's so many cliche little sayings about it, but that's the truth.
How do craft beer drinkers differ from the rest of the folks who come by?
Oh, I put it in the same ballpark as how do Indiana Public Radio listeners different from just any radio station on the air. It's, you have a more educated crowd. You have a crowd that's willing to discuss and not argue. You have a crowd that's willing to try things and not shut down any new experience just because of fear. I'm not being disparaging towards domestic drinkers. It's just you see it, people approach it differently when they're drinking craft beer.
Could you introduce yourself to the listeners?
My name's Chris Pache. I'm the owner of the Fickle Peach. We've been down here 9 years. I used to have a business partner, Brian Fickle. He recently passed away in January, so I'm still carrying on the flame and trying to carry it forward. And
people must wonder how you're doing after the loss of Brian.
We're doing okay as a staff and as a family down here. It's hard. I miss him every day. We're pushing along, trying to maintain the core ideas that Brian and I both felt were important here, and the fairness with our employees and thinking things through, not knee-jerk reacting, planning our fundraising. We like to fundraise, and we like to do philanthropic things in the community. It's important. It's actually part of our mission statement that we have to do something once a month to give back. We both love Muncie. Neither one of us was originally from here. We came here, and it's a city full of wonderful people, and it's coming back. But we're getting through it all. It's one day at a time.
Chris Pache of the Fickle Peach. He will be at IPR's All Beers Considered Saturday, September 6th at Cornerstone Center for the Arts in Muncie. For more details, check out indianapublicradio.org. And that, it turns out, is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you want to say hi or have some information or a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beauty Rest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.